And if the patient stabilized on the chemo or after they'd had the initial chemo, would you then switch over to hormone therapy like fulvestrant? And would you consider olaparib after the chemo as maintenance?
Yes, I would even start with a PARP inhibitor if I had one available as first-line therapy.
In a patient like
Because
this without chemo.
most patients respond to PARP inhibitors in my experience, and we're going for an initial response here.
So, George, again, how would you think through this case?
Largely like Sarah has, I would certainly use chemotherapy in this patient. For me, the question has never been visceral versus bone. It's been visceral crisis versus everything else. And this is a classic visceral crisis. I mean, this is someone who, if you don't get a good response, will die of her disease in the not too distant future.
Any specific chemo regimen?
I would, she had a prior taxane. Taxane has failed this patient.
Although it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
You know, we have no data that the
Anyhow,
duration of
what would
time
you
from your
use?
last taxane makes it. I'd use single agent platinum.
And again, if the patient stabilized and responded to the platinum, would you use some kind of maintenance with your hormones or again, olaparib?
You know, it's a really interesting question. This kind of brings to mind the ovarian cancer data, right?
Totally.
You know, where you get someone into remission with a platinum-based regimen, and then you put them on maintenance with a PARP inhibitor. I mean, we have zero data like this in breast cancer, but if it's anything like the ovarian cancer data, it would be a gangbuster approach.
And right now, everybody's getting an ovarian, not just BRCA or BRCA-like, you know,
Right.
quote, wild type also. And it makes a lot of sense, platinum, and then this is maintenance. But as we'll hear, that's just not the way it rolled out with Olympiad. So I'm really curious what you're actually going to do. But first, let's just follow up with what happened with the patient.
So I decided to start the patient on weekly combination carboplatin and paclitaxel. And I chose weekly just because of her history of prolonged neutropenia with her previous therapy. And she is a single mom with a 6-year-old, so she still needed to be functional. She is right now almost done with her third cycle of treatment and symptomatically has improved drastically. The pleural effusion has not really reaccumulated, but on this, the beginning of this last cycle, although her tumor markers had plummeted the first two cycles, they're beginning to go up. And I don't know whether or not that's a true indicator, but they do appear to correlate to her disease activity. So my question is she already becoming refractory? Ideally, my initial thinking was if she does have a sustained response to this and we can get her out of her crisis that she was in, that I would consider doing a PARP inhibitor to hold her for a little bit with the next line thinking of a fulvestrant potentially with everolimus.